The ACLU of Connecticut is bringing a case against the city of Stamford that it hopes will test bail practices around the state. Connecticut Public Radio's Harriet Jones reports.
Michael Friend was arrested in Stamford in April of last year. He'd been standing near a distracted driving checkpoint set up by police and was holding a handwritten sign that said, "Cops ahead." He was charged with misdemeanor interference. The ACLU sued the city for violating Friend's First Amendment rights, and it's now also widened its suit to the issue of how bail was set after he was arrested. According to the organization, the arresting officer, Richard Gasparino, set Friend's bail at $25,000. Friend was unable to pay that amount, and so he was held at the Stamford police station for several hours until a court official reduced his bail to $0 and he was released. ACLU Connecticut's legal director, Dan Barrett, believes the original bail amount was meant as a retaliation against Friend.
Now, this is for a single misdemeanor. Mr. Friend has lived in Stamford almost his entire life. He works there. He has deep ties, and the maximum fine for this misdemeanor was $2,500.
Barrett hopes the case may have wider implications than just this one arrest.
A favorable ruling, it should be a wake-up call to municipalities across the state. I'm sure that Stamford is not the only police department that is effectively setting bail without any standards, or even worse, permitting its employees to set bail based on their animosity towards the arrestee.
A spokesman for the city of Stamford issued a statement saying the city does not comment on pending litigation. Harriet Jones, Connecticut Public Radio.